people won't let this happen, said Ron. It is happening, Ron, said Lupin. Muggleborns are being rounded up as we speak. But how are they supposed to have stolen magic? Said Ron. It's mental. If you could steal magic, there wouldn't be any squibs, would there? I know, said Lupin. Nevertheless, unless you can prove that you have at least one close wizarding relative, you are now deemed to have obtained your magical power illegally and must suffer the punishment. Ron glanced at Hermione, then said, What if purebloods and half-bloods swear a muggle-born's part of their family? I'll tell everyone Hermione's my cousin. Hermione covered Ron's hand with hers and squeezed it. Thank you, Ron, but I couldn't let you. You won't have a choice, said Ron fiercely, gripping her hand back. I'll teach you my family tree so you can answer questions on it. Hermione gave a shaky laugh. Ron, as we're on the run with Harry Potter, the most wanted person in the country, I don't think it matters. If I was going back to school, it would be different. What's Voldemort planning for Hogwarts? She asked Lupin. Attendance is now compulsory for every young witch and wizard, he replied. That was announced yesterday. It's a change because it was never obligatory before. Of course, nearly every witch and wizard in Britain has been educated at Hogwarts, but their parents had the right to teach them at home or send them abroad if they preferred. This way, Voldemort will have the whole wizarding population under his eye from a young age. And it's also another way of weeding out muggle-borns, because students must be given blood status, meaning that they have proven to the ministry that they are of wizard descent before they are allowed to attend. Harry felt sickened and angry. At this moment, excited 11-year-olds would be poring over stacks of newly purchased spellbooks, unaware that they would never see Hogwarts, perhaps never see their families again either. It's... he muttered, struggling to find words that did justice to the horror of his thoughts. But Lupin said quietly, I know. Lupin hesitated. I'll understand if you can't confirm this, Harry, but the Order is under the impression that Dumbledore left you a mission. He did, Harry replied, and Ron and Hermione are in on it, and they're coming with me. Can you confide in me what the mission is? Harry looked into the prematurely lined face, framed in thick but greying hair, and wished that he could return a different answer. I can't, Remus. I'm sorry. If Dumbledore didn't tell you, I don't think I can. I thought you'd say that, said Lupin, looking disappointed. But I might still be of some use to you. You know what I am and what I can do. I could come with you to provide protection. There would be no need to tell me exactly what you were up to. Harry hesitated. It was a very tempting offer, though how they would be able to keep their mission secret from Lupin if he were with them all the time, he could not imagine. Hermione, however, looked puzzled.
But what about Tonks? She asked.
What about her? Said Lupin.
Well, said Hermione, frowning, you're married. How does she feel about you going away with us?
Tonks will be perfectly safe, said Lupin.
She'll be at her parents' house.
There was something strange in Lupin's tone. It was almost cold. There was also something odd in the idea of Tonks remaining hidden at her parents' house. She was, after all, a member of the Order, and, as far as Harry knew, was likely to want to be in the thick of the action.
Remus, said Hermione tentatively, is everything all right? You know, between you and...
Everything is fine, thank you, said Lupin pointedly. Hermione turned pink. There was another pause, an awkward and embarrassed one, and then Lupin said, with an air of forcing himself to admit something unpleasant,
Tonks is going to have a baby. Oh, how wonderful, squealed Hermione.
Excellent, said Ron enthusiastically.
Congratulations, said Harry.